Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, on this, it is already Thursday, the 7th of September, 2006, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. On today's program, there's a lot that I need to catch up with. I've been out of town, attended... Did I almost say offended? I know. Well, I kind of did, so I'll let you know what I said out there. Attended the American Free Press conference up there. Great symposium. Might as well tell you now, my little Freudian slip there. When I was up there and we had walked in the first day of the conference, and a little old guy had come up to my wife and looked around in the hotel lobby and said, is this the AFP conference? And my wife said, yeah. And he looked around, being old himself, but he looked around and he said, this looks like a geriatric meeting. Well, that's a lot of supporters. These are the people that have supported American Free Press when they were the Spotlight newspaper. So there have been people that have been around for a number of years, and they like to attend the conferences to find out what's going on. Great way to exchange information and meet people that you only see sometimes, picture in a newspaper or American Free Press. But it's nice to press the flesh, as they say. So when I got up to speak, I mentioned that little story that my wife had been approached by this gentleman, and I looked into the audience, and there was between 300 and 400 people there. It was great. I said, I said that story, and the half of the audience kind of chuckled and laughed a little bit. And I said, we have some young people here also. I said, ladies and gentlemen, the key to this, you're about ready to hand off the torch to the younger generation. I'm glad to see that some representatives of the younger generation here. But hey, I'm like that, folks. I will make observations, and I don't mean to be rude or crude, but sometimes people may think that that's a little unpolished and a little unprofessional, but it's the truth. And they understood that. I mean, the talk that I gave up there was well received because it is about spreading that information. At any rate, I had a lot of conversations with a lot of people up there. And one was, to my surprise, wasn't even on the schedule to attend, General Ben Parton. And I had an opportunity to sit down and have a lengthy discussion with him. And also Ted Gunderson, the former FBI guy, also spoke with him up there. But I want to tell you, I started to tell you this yesterday, and I didn't plan on having Aaron Roos on for 2 hours, but Aaron being the guy that he is, and many people have seen the movie America, Freedom, to Fascism, we had him up for 2 hours. But I want to tell you, in part, the conversation that I had with General Ben Parton, and I will do that right after this.
All Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
When I was in Washington, D.C., I had, an opportunity to sit down and talk with Ben Parton, General Parton. And right out of the chute, he told me, he said, you know, I'm tired of talking about Oklahoma City. I'm tired of talking about 9/11. And that got my interest right out of the chute. And I said, well, in what context do you mean? He said, you know, he said, these are issues that are, and he didn't minimize the issues of 9/11, certainly not, nor Oklahoma City, which he took a great part in. A great part, and instantly lent credibility to people that were questioning, and then went on to lead his own investigations. But as Ben Parton and I sat down, and he really started to tell me what his background is, and the things that he had been studying for all of these years, folks, I was just absolutely flabbergasted. As a matter of fact, he invited my wife and I over to Hawaii on January 6th, to come and stay a while. And I said, well, there's issues that you have, core, and I mean core issues, ladies and gentlemen, that are important for this man to understand and get his mind wrapped around. And I talked to Ben. He doesn't do that much traveling anymore. But I talked to the general, And he is coming down here to Austin. We have not set a date for that yet. And Eustace Mullins is coming down. And by the way, Eustace Mullins, if you don't know who this guy is, well, we have G. Edward Griffin out there with a great book that he did through the John Birch Society. Great book. I mean, I can take nothing away from that. But where G. Edward, Ed, got his information was from Eustace Mullins. And Eustace, I was sitting up there on a panel with him. I mean, this guy's 80-some, 82, 83 years old. But he got his information from a guy that was locked up, Ezra Pound. He got his information from him. I mean, it was an amazing story. And I had a lot of lengthy conversations just getting the full background. See, a lot of times, folks, we're limited by time. And I have been, and I thank folks for recognizing this, that I take the issues and I go through them to have a clear understanding. I go into a lot of detail. Not only, folks, so you can get it, so I can get it also. Because I am constantly on a learning curve, going deeper and deeper to that taproot, to that tree, because we've all been busy, and we're all subject to this, is just whacking at the branches and not striking at that root. And I mean the taproot from whence all of this stuff comes from. So we will have Ben Parton down here on the same bill as Eustace Mullins, and that will be happening rather soon. We're going to be off here. Danny Romero and myself will be off to New York City. And thanks to the Poker Face guys, we're going to be staying with them while we're up there in the New York City area. And I'd like to thank those guys. We're going to be doing some things. We've got some new blood, into the network that we're going to be doing a whole bunch of fun things. See, there hasn't been a whole lot of fun in all the work we've done. It's constantly stressing and, you know, how do we pay the bills and, you know, oh my gosh, here's this new story and, well, we got to cover this. And we do a good job here at this network of trying to cover all the bases. But the one thing that occurred to me, folks, is we're not having a whole lot of fun while we're doing this. Is that not a true statement? This is the fear that the program is running correctly. Because there's a lot of people that are scared witless. A lot of people are so scared that they've crawled down their rabbit hole only to peek out every once in a while to see the globalists further and further entrenching themselves, not only in this country, but around the world, and they dive back down their rabbit hole. And then they sing the song of the damned. Oh, my goodness, you know, it's too big. It's gone too far. There's no way we can ever stop it. Oh, woe is me. What I say is, oh, shut up. Please. Because the exact opposite is going on to counter the New World Order, folks. And I'm here to tell you this. And I'm not pumping sunshine, as they say. This is the truth. And if it was not the truth, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you about it. This network would not be here. All right? Because what we are designed to do is to be that information center for you out there. But more importantly, and this is starting to come together. This is my dream, folks, that we start to organize and start to get with other people and organizations. When something great comes along, we promote it. Ergo, there's a great segue to this, the Aaron Russo movie, America, Freedom to Fascism. I called AMC Corporation headquarters up in Kansas City, Kansas, today. And that number is, get ready to write, I'm going to give you a few minutes to find something, put it in front of you, and then think about where you're going to put it so you don't forget about it. Because we need everybody within the sound of my voice calling this number to get Freedom to Fascism back into the theaters. Now, I talked to the people over at AMC today, and I was told that, we're getting calls, and we're considering on a limited basis re-releasing the movie. Now, that's the good news. But the bad news, evidently there's not enough calls going over because they told me that, well, if we have enough interest in a certain area, we might re-release the movie there. Well, that's not good enough. We want America, Freedom to Fascism in every theater around this country. AMC is the second biggest outlet, okay, movie outlet in the United States, ladies and gentlemen. The second biggest. And as I was talking to Aaron yesterday, and he stressed this point, and I fully 100% agree with him. Everybody wants this thing on DVD saying, start making copies right now and passing it out. Yeah, that has worked for Loose Change. I mean, Loose Change, these three young men put together a movie on a laptop, of all things, and did. And I've seen other videographers out there, other storytellers putting their information on video and DVD. But I got to tell you, first crack, and I mean first crack out of the chute, these guys nailed it 110%. And yes, it has been effective. They have been admitting, the other side has been admitting that, yes, this is the most well-traveled video of all time. It is doing great damage to the storytellers and the people that have visions of little sugar plum fairies in their heads, the ones that keep selling you the snooze every day and patting you on the head, and it's okay, you can go back to sleep now. Well, it's not okay. So when something comes along like this, and Aaron Russo is a movie maker, and he takes a lot of time doing it. It took him 2 years to do America, Freedom to Fascism. And when he has, and he's not looking to make profit out of this, only to pay for the cost of advertising and his staff and whatever else to get this thing into the theaters. And you know what? Aaron Russo is going to turn around and make another movie. He's going to be, I don't want to use the, well, maybe it's a fair analogy here. He's going to be the next Michael Moore of the movie set out there in documentaries. It's going to happen. That's where he really wants to go with this. And I think that is the case because, and folks, let's admit this. We've not always done the best job of getting information and disseminating it. And it has a tendency to stay within our own circles. Yes, it does bulge and push out that envelope. And yeah, a few more people are woken up. But what this was designed to do was go into the theaters and all of you patriots out there to drag your loved ones, your family, your neighbors, you know, the people that have told you all of these years, you're just some kind of a nut. Are you doing drugs? Are you drinking again, Bob? Or Jimmy, are you drinking again? Or something just happened to you. Maybe you got an electric shock by standing in a bathtub and grabbing your hairdryer and somehow your brain has tilted. No. These people are coming to the theaters. This is an opportunity for us to drag them into these theaters and sit down for what they don't know what they're going to see. And after they watch what is on the silver screen in that movie theater, they are never the same people again. See, the only thing we have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to demonstrate the long-held and perpetuated lies. That's all that we have to do. And this is one of the vehicles in which it is being done, and it is being accomplished. So, again, I will ask everybody listening to this broadcast today, tomorrow, because their offices are now closed, from what I understand, they told me, yeah, about 5 o'clock they close the doors. So tomorrow, I want you to call the AMC corporate headquarters in Kansas City, Kansas. They are taking the calls. They've got three different departments. They're looking at this thing right now. And they are changing their plans on a day-to-day basis based on the phone calls that are coming in. So this is just not, you know, dialing on your dollar, per se, for something that is not going to bear fruit. It is. They've already seen in their movie theaters on a limited basis that this is making them money. Okay, so I'm going to give you this number, and I ask, if you've never done anything before that I've asked you to do, please do this. Here's the number for AMC Corporate Headquarters, 816-221-4000. That number again, 816-221-4000. I called today. I'm going to call again tomorrow. I'm going to call again Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. I'm not going to quit calling until I see this movie starting to go back into the AMC across the country, not just in limited areas. but across the country to help wake our fellow Americans up. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
If you're like the millions of Americans living day to day, trying to make ends meet, then you wouldn't want to pass up this opportunity. Employment and job security are at an all-time low, while the cost of living, supporting your family or lifestyle, and credit card debt just keep going up. So what if I told you there was a way to earn the kind of money you need and deserve? Build financial freedom. Secure a future for you and your family. And do it all right from the comfort of your own home with no money at risk. Now you can by starting your own business and becoming a part of the LifeWave team. LifeWave has developed a line of groundbreaking products using drug-free and chemical-free patches which work along the same principles as Qi that Asian cultures have used for thousands of years. LifeWave patches energize the body's own bioelectrical field to help create more energy and stamina, improve rest and concentration, and relieve muscle aches and pains without putting any type of stimulants or other substance into your body. This is something that everyone can use. All lifestyles, all ages. Just think of the possibilities. Now you can stop living in the past, get out of debt, and become part of the future, your future, by starting your own business today and becoming part of the LifeWave team. To learn how you can become part of the LifeWave team, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't sit back and let this opportunity pass you by. Take charge of your future. Act now.
Order the DVD of a lifetime. Into Evidence, Truth, Lies, and Unresolved Mysteries in the Murder of JFK. This landmark video is the most comprehensive presentation ever delivered on the assassination and features the leading experts in every field of scientific investigation. 32 hours of research presented on the most controversial murder of the 20th century. This compilation will make a great addition to your collection. To order this beautifully packaged 8-DVD set, visit our website, intoevidence.net/US.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
One other note on this, there's a lot of varied programs on this network, so there's some crossover going on out there. People that listen to this broadcast also listen to other broadcasts on this network. Call them up on their show, okay? We're putting out a release to our talk show host, but for right now, in the next couple of days, call up the talk shows. Tell them what the number is. Tell them why they should be calling AMC Corporation over in Kansas City, Kansas, to get America Freedom to Fascism back in the movie theaters. And if you have forgotten what the website is, I will give you that again. That's freedomtofascism.com. Freedomtofascism.com. So, folks, email also. You folks have email trees out there. Do the same thing. Urgently. Put it as a priority to these people. With enough phone calls, this will be released nationally. And I can't wait to see the next project that Aaron Russo comes up with, because this is a labor of love. It's for freedom and liberty. It is a not-for-profit, even though that it's set up in a profit mechanism. It is a not-for-profit. He's not looking for profit off of this deal. And next venture that he does, he's going to do it basically the same way. This is all going to be released on DVD one of these days. But again, folks, go and make that call. Let's get it back into the mainstream theaters. Because the shock and awe Thank you, Donnie Rumsfeld, for using that term. I've just stolen it from you. The shock and awe that is experienced by the people that see this movie in that movie silver screen setting with their popcorn and their little Cokes in hand is absolutely mind-boggling. All right, enough on that situation. When I was talking, as I mentioned before, about Ben Parton, I had asked him, I said, what area are you concentrating on? And he said, Third International. And I said, and what is that? First time I had heard the term. You think that if you're a talk show host for 14 years, you have two different networks, that you have heard everything? Well, I had not. Third International. And he started to explain to me that the ongoing program that's been going on for a number of years. Do you think that the Ariel Sharons of Israel? Do you think the Ahmadinejads of Iran? Do you think the presidents and whomever else here in this country or the heads of state around the globe have not been schooled in the New World Order? Do you think this is a hit or a miss, roll the dice kind of thing? No, this has been a program that has been in place, and the program is still running, folks, for a lot of years. A lot of years. And it is totally amazing. And that's what I told Ben Parton. I said, you need to, and because Ben's in his 80s now. And I said, you need to impart this knowledge to me so I can in turn impart it to other people. This is part of what he's going to be talking about when he comes down here to Austin. Just totally blew me away into the communism and the socialism. See what they want, ladies and gentlemen. See, the communist program doesn't pay off economically. It doesn't make the taskmasters rich. It never has and never will. Socialism does. They keep you running in the rat wheel, in the cage, producing ever more, and they tax you ever more. They redistribute this wealth. In the meantime, the corporations and the big banks have teamed together. You know, that's why we're out there creating democracies around the world. That's right. That's why we're creating democracies. So they are under control. Their financial structure of their country is under control of the IMF. And then the programs run from there. Now, having said that, communism, socialism, at the root of this has been, and the Zionists have played a big role in this, but also other players of the New World Order. It's just not Zionist folks, not the proverbial Jews that are doing all this. No, 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 no. This is a segment, a large segment, present day. You're looking at it right now in the plans for the roadmap to peace for Israel and the Middle East. But this is only a small part of this, and it's part of the program that is running. This is part and parcel of it. Do you think that it is any accident that President Bush is asking for sanctions against Iran as we sanctioned Iraq? Well, guess what? This is all part of the UN program. The UN is a big part of this because they are to be the enforcers of the planet. That eventually all means of resistance against the globalists will cease. What they cannot control, they will destroy. This is the New World Order Army, if you will. And I'm going to go through some points here so everybody remembers what the UN is. By the way, saw Billy Boy, Billy Clinton, and this tells me where Dr. Sanjay Gupta is. You know, this good-looking guy that's CNN with the big teeth, and he smiles a lot, and he's got a nice Indian complexion. If you wanted to know where this guy is coming from, he just stumped for Bill Clinton on an interview about sustainable development. But they didn't exactly use those terms because those terms have been through the Internet, and people are starting to understand now what sustainable development is. And Bill's up there waxing eloquently about, well, you know, here in this country, meaning the United States, if we have underprivileged people, that one program is, well, this guy has, he builds up his little herd of cows, and he's got 15 cows, and once he reaches that point, he has to help his neighbor. And he gives him 5 cows. He builds up his little herd. Next guy in line, he gives him 5 cows. And I'm thinking to myself, sustainable development? Well, you bet it was. Meanwhile, we're spending trillions of dollars on the roadmap to peace for Israel, and we got people over here giving away their cows. More about this after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Before I jump into this, let me take one call here. Eli in Michigan. Hello, Eli.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, you're from around here, aren't you?
I spent about 25 years in Michigan.
Well,
actually,
that's a
yeah.
While. Yeah, I thought you did. Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Well, I got a book here by Catherine Cryer. You ever hear?
Catherine Cryer. Yes, I've heard the name.
Yes. The book says "Contempt: How the Right is Wronging American Justice."
Ah. Is this a stumping book for the?
It came out. No, it just came out. It's a new book.
Is it the stumping block for the neocon agenda?
I don't think so. The first chapter, page one, says, "Be very afraid."
Catherine,
be very afraid.
I'm trying to think where Catherine Cryer is.
Okay. It's on the back flap. It's she is the host of Court TV's Catherine Cryer Live.
Okay. All
she
right.
worked on ABC, World News Tonight, Nightline, 2020, CNN, Fox.
Yeah, that's...
The two New York Times bestsellers, A Deadly Game, The Case Against Lawyers.
Have you gotten through the book yet?
Well, some of it.
Okay.
I kind of skip around. That's the problem.
Yeah. At any rate, Eli, what was your point about that?
Well, okay. of course, she doesn't really say anything as far as that. Maybe she does, about what came to mind. And I called a host of another TV thing earlier today, and I just stated it, and he just cut me off.
Mm.
It was simply this. Evidently, this, whatever's going on, is a religious war.
Well, they're trying to make it as such, as George Bush is still regarded by some deadheads and ditto heads, I guess, in this country, you might say.
You're not going to cut me off anyway. That's what I said.
No, absolutely not. But
that was really something.
Yeah, there are some people in here that in this country that still think that George Bush, although the record numbers are finding out what this guy's real agenda is.
They didn't want to hear that.
Yeah, that he's some kind of Christian, and well, that's just not the case. I don't know what God he prays to, but it's not the same one I pray to.
Her thing in the book is that, it's what I can see, and go all around, and she's got what she calls the Rogues Gallery in the back with all these, Jay Sekulow, James Dobson,
yeah.
Tom DeLay,
yeah.
Landscape, yeah, I don't know how you pronounce that, Boyden Gray,
yeah.
Tim LaHaye, Ed Meese, Ted Haggard. She says all these people are they're all religious. This is all because these are all fundamentalists, right? Okay, and they are essentially got Bush in their pocket. I don't know whether she actually says that, but the implication is that, and that they are, of course, they want a religious, or whether they want a religious war or not, but you know the.
Yeah,
he was something of the kind because that's what's going on.
Well, Eli, let me do this, Danny. I know you monitor the program from in there. Do me a favor, get Catherine Cryer. We'll book her on the show. I'll have to see her book first, and then I will bring her up because I know that there is major flaws in that book. I already know that there is.
Oh,
but at any rate,
no, I don't know. I was just saying that my idea is that this is a religious war. It's something like all the wars now for the great. Massive wars that have occurred down through history have been religious.
Yeah.
They've been driven by religion,
right.
and they've been financed, of course, by the people who support those religions.
Well, like, of course,
right? And like here, you got what they say, 25 million, and they are supporting this, this war.
No, I understand the problem. Well, Eli, let me do this. I'll have my guy, Danny.
I could never get Catherine Cryer. How could I do that?
No. I just said that we'll get her on this program.
Oh, you think you will?
Yeah, and I'll. Yeah,
really?
But if we call her up and ask her to send a copy of her book over, she'll come up on the air to promote the book. Absolutely. Yeah. Hey,
maybe,
Eli.
Maybe, I don't know. I can't talk for her.
Looking at this. You don't have to. See, that's our job. That's why.
Her real thing in the book evidently is that They are after the Supreme Court and the other courts to put more of their kind in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's evidently what they're doing.
Exactly.
So in other words, they'll get the final third part of the government. In other words, separated threes.
Let me ask you, Eli, before I let you go, how do you listen to the program up there in Michigan?
Well, I try to listen to it on RBN, of course.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But how do you get it? By
computer?
Shortwave. Oh, shortwave.
It's not on any local stations around here.
Okay, well, we'll try to change that also. Hey, Eli?
Practically none of those programs.
Eli, I got to let you go because I've got a full book here I've got to go through. Okay, but I appreciate your call. Thank you. Did I cut him off too soon? Okay, at any rate, thanks for listening, Eli. I appreciate your input. Yeah, we'll get Catherine Cryer up. And then we'll expose, what the real program is. I don't do that very often, but Catherine Cryer, we'll take a crack at her. Yeah, we'll do that. At any rate, going back to what I was talking about Billy Clinton, and I forget the name of the program, but it was all about sustainable development. And I'm listening to this. And what they talk about is sustainable development, the official party policy, rather, of the United States government, in almost every single state, city, small town, and rural area in the nation. Now, this is firmly entrenched. You might know it in your area as, well, let me just go through the list and see if you recognize any terms. Here in Round Rock last year, we caught the sustainable development people running around Round Rock with this smart growth. And I think just by their visit to my house, I think we ran them out of Round Rock, Texas. I said, you know, go peddle this to somebody that knows or doesn't know. I said, but I know what sustainable development is all about. I said, do you understand what sustainable development is? And I gave him an earful. I turned her hair white, and she ran off my property like I'd lit her backside on fire with gasoline. Well, in your area, have you heard terms, visioning statements and programs like partnership building, consensus, urban redevelopment, community infrastructure, community development, land use and environment, collaborative approaches, their PDR, which is the purchase of development rights, maintaining a strong, diversified local economy, preserve open space, preserving our heritage, heritage corridors, heritage areas, historic preservations, quality growth, smart growth, which I just mentioned, innovative new development, tax-free zones, use of eminent domain. What have you just seen just recently? The Supreme Court ruling. That's right. Tax-free zones. They talk about regional governmental organizations, regional planning boards, water control boards, urban forests, non-governmental organizations. Billy Boy with Sanjay Gupta mentioned the NGOs. Conservation, the conservation easements, global warming, yeah. Let me see. Al Gore is, that's right. He just came out with a movie that they claimed did really, really well at the theaters. No, it didn't. They spent about $1 million on that, took in about $33 million. And you figure the average ticket price out there at the theaters, folks, is about, what, $8, $8.50? Okay. Gee, how many paying customers did they actually have? Not that many out of a population, including our illegal friends now rooted in this country, about $300 million. Oh, but it was a great success. No, it wasn't. Sustainable farming, comprehensive planning. By the way, on sustainable farming, I said that Bill Clinton was waxing eloquently on this. And I, as I started to say that every day American citizens hear their elected representatives refer to the term, they present elaborate plans for the betterment of their communities. Rarely do these officials reveal details about the programs. And on one instance here, sustainable development is a specific policy outlined in detail in several international documents, including Agenda 21, Biodiversity Treaty. Former President Al Gore has said the program will be a wrenching transformation of American society. That's why he did the movie out there on global warming. Okay? He put his 2 cents in on the silver screen. And to the right is a list of the items found in America that are deemed unsustainable. Let me just give you some of those, and I'll go back to what I was reading out of. Ski runs. Do you know that's not sustainable? No, it's not. Grazing of livestock, cows, sheep, goats, horses. Disturbance of soil surface. Plowing, fencing, pastures, and paddocks, whatever a paddock is. Commercial agriculture, modern farm production systems. Oh, chemical fertilizers, herbicides, building materials, fossil fuels, your car's fuels. But see, the agribusinesses, the big agribusinesses out there, have been pumping, well, you need to up your yield on per acre of your farming, and here's the way you do it, chemical fertilizers. So what we do is we burn the soil out using chemical fertilizers, and then we say, oh, what a mistake that was. Well, they know it's a mistake. Okay? Why do you think, folks, that the natural food industry is skyrocketing? Because people are finding out that this stuff growing out of burned out soil yields little or no nutrition. It might look good. Yeah, you might get a good yield out of your crop, but you're selling crap. Non-nutritional crap. Industrial activities, human-made caves of brick and mortar, concrete and steel, homes and office buildings, these are all unsustainable. paved and tarred roads, highways, trails, railroads, floor, and wall tiles. I'm serious. It's coming right out of the UN's Global Biodiversity Assessment Report. Harvesting of timber, modern hunting. The harvesting of timber, ladies and gentlemen, is not unsustainable. What you do when you get in there and you harvest the hardwoods, you don't plant pine trees, okay? You replace. The old-growth forests are just about gone here in America. But you don't go in and plant pine trees, okay? Logging activities, dams, reservoirs, see, these are all unsustainable. Straightening of rivers, power line constructions, economic systems that fail to set a proper value on the environment. Now, to help American citizens realize just how wrenching to the right, as I just mentioned off this list, is found in America, they're deemed unsustainable. Now, the list comes from the UN Biodiversity Assessment Report. Now, under these broad categories are policies which direct heavy regulations or the banning of each item. It's a blueprint for controlling or banning suburban housing, fast foods, golf courses, scuba diving, synthetic drugs, land use that serve human needs, cemeteries, sewers, control of private property, and population growth. There are even chapters on creating modern attitudes toward and to nature for Judeo-Christian Islamic religions. So they're well into that also. Now, this is an ongoing program. They just didn't crop up with this overnight. And as I said, talking to Ben Parton and the Third International that we're putting in. See, it's just not, folks, we could tomorrow remove every, by magic wand, magic elixir, whatever. We could remove every head of state in the planet, on the planet. And they would have their replacement in place the very next day, lined up and ready to take over. These people are being schooled in the international schools on world government. And there are all these implementing programs, such as the UN's biodiversity treaties, Freedom 21, the Santa Cruz, Sovereignty International, Environmental Perspectives, the whole nine yards, everything. This is about sustainable development. This is about the control through the United Nations mechanism. Now, let me go into, you know, I'll give you a dozen reasons here why we should get out of the United Nations. And again, these are the programs. These are the protocols that they set up for control. And they get all these non-governmental organizations, the governments, all their henchmen in on these programs. And some of them may not even realize that they are part and parcel of the main program that is running. They're just a few little bits of information there, but they're taking part in something that's bigger that they don't even really understand. But I don't always assume, right out of the box, folks, that these people who are promoting this stuff are ignorant of it. A lot of them know exactly what they're doing because they've been convinced that we need to get rid of 75% of the population on planet Earth because this is just not sustainable. Too many mouths, too many diseases, look at all the pollution, look at the land use, look at this, look at that. You know, it's there. Now, more and more citizens are coming to the chilling realization that U.S. membership in the United Nations poses a very real threat to our survival as a free and independent nation. And here's some good reasons to be concerned. The UN's basic philosophy in both anti-American and pro-totalitarian. Our Declaration of Independence proclaims the self-evident truth that men are endowed by their Creator, meaning God, which the United Nations is a secular communist organization, with certain unalienable rights. But in its covenant on civil and political rights, the UN ignores God's existence, implies that it grants rights, and then repeatedly claims power as provided by law to cancel them out, literally out of existence. Now, if any government can place restrictions on such fundamental rights as freedom of speech, the right to keep and bear arms, freedom of the press, association, movement, and religion, soon there will be no such freedoms. You've heard me joke on my program, ladies and gentlemen. Your constitutional rights are in full effect. Your God-given rights are full effect, except where prohibited by law or regulation. The UN was founded by communist and CFR members whose common goal was a socialist world government. 16 key U.S. officials who shaped the policies leading to the creation of the UN were later exposed in sworn testimony as secret communists. These included Alger Hiss, chief planner of the 1945 founding conference, and the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, Harry Dexter White, the Soviet Union under Stalin and the entire Communist Party USA apparatus worked tirelessly to launch the United Nations. Now, since its beginning, in 1921, the Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR, has always worked for world government. The key CFR founder, Edward Mandel House, in his book, Philip Drew, Administrator, called for the socialism as dreamed by Karl Marx. The CFR was an early promoter of the UN, and 43 members of the U.S. delegation at the UN founding conference were or would become CFR members. I want to paint this picture in excruciating detail, ladies and gentlemen, so we understand what we're up against. Okay? We will do more of this after this short break. I'm not going to shotgun you here today or rat-tat-tat you. We'll be right back.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, folks, we're back. I want to continue with this, and then I'll take some phone calls. I just want you to understand the things that are plugged into place that is the taskmaster's rule. Okay. The UN has always chosen socialist one world orders for leaders. Now, the Secretary General at the UN founding conference was none other than Soviet spy Alger Hiss. He was then followed by Secretary General by Norwegian socialist Tigrid Lee, Swedish socialist Dag Hammarskjöld, Burmese Marxist U Thant, Austrian former Nazi Kurt Waldheim, Peruvian socialist Javier Perez de Cellular, I think his name is, or Cuyler, Egyptian socialist Boutros Ghali, and Kofi Annan of Ghana. Now, each has consistently used the full resources of the UN to promote communist and socialist causes around the world. And I shocked somebody here at the network that didn't even know this, that I was talking about Desmond Tutu. And I said he was one of the communists slash socialists that were put in South Africa and this whole apartheid deal. Now, without going in down that rabbit hole, this was the antithesis of what was going on in South Africa. The people that were in there building stuff and, you know, making sense of stuff. Well, they claim to be out of the loop, so therefore we've got to smash this. This is apartheid. And they build it as it was a racist kind of a thing. Now, rather than them organizing and saying, you know what, we want to be part of this game, no, what they did was destroy the game rather than ending up to the table, pulling their chair up and sitting down. This has gone on time after time after time after time. Now, the Socialist Internationalist, or the Social International, which proudly traces its origins to the First International, headed by Karl Marx, today claimed tens of millions of members in 54 countries. At its 1962 Congress, it declared, "The ultimate objective of the parties of the Socialist International is nothing less than world government. Membership of the United Nations must be made universal." Almost all of the UN's independent commissions for the last 30 years have been headed by members of the Socialist International. The antithesis of what America is, ladies and gentlemen. The very antithesis of what we are. Now, the UN seeks power to control the environment, population, children, basically the world. Both the 1972 UN Environmental Program and the 1992 UN Conference on Environmental and Development laid plans to whip up widespread environmental concerns, some exaggerated, many completely fabricated. These concerns would then be used as justification for increasing UN authority on environmental issues. The statements and publications of these UN programs leave little doubt that their goal is a world government with the power to cancel national sovereignty, regulate economic activity, and control the human race, all, of course, under the banner of protecting the environment. In late 1994, UN planners meeting in Egypt approved a 20-year, $17 billion plan to stabilize the world's population. Now, the UN's goal is to reduce the population selectively by encouraging abortion, sterilization, and controlled human breeding. The UN Convention on the Rights of the Child also claims power not only to grant rights, but also to cancel them as provided by law. It claims that governments must guarantee children freedom of expression, freedom to seek, receive, and impart information, freedom of thought, conscience, and religious, regardless of the wishes of their parents. You're no longer mommy and daddy, you're just a facilitator to feed and clothe them, but they have the right, the divine right, to control them out of your auspices. I'll continue with this, and then we'll take calls into the next hour. Stay tuned for the second hour of the National Intel Report, coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.